Ladies and gentlemen, to the home place. It's going to be a tough one, you know. You realize when we say the home place, that's the personality of our pastor. That's just who he is. That's who he's been. And that's who he's allowed us to be. And I'm not permitted to go on like I'd like to. There's time for fellowship after the service for that. But this is a special day. Special day for our family. Special day for this church, obviously. And a special day for a lot of people that have made tremendous trips and made a lot of plans and put forth a lot of effort to be here this morning. And there's no way for me to really give you a proper thank you except just to say it and trust that it'll be received with as much gratitude as I can possibly convey. We thoroughly appreciate it. We are going to begin, as we always do, with Scripture and prayer this morning. Scripture's in the bulletin, and we have the honor this morning of having one of the men who was instrumental in the building that you sit in and the chairs that you're sitting in, the places that you worship and serve week in and week out. Brother Adam Reynolds, of course, my older brother, has served here for over 10 years, I think closer to 12 years. And many of his young people from his youth groups are sitting in here. Many of you that worked alongside him. And he's going to read Scripture like he did for years and years while he was here. And then my oldest brother, Alan, will come and pray after that. But I'm going to ask Adam, if he will, to come and read from Joshua 24, verses 14 through 21. You can find that in your Bible, or you can take the bulletin that you found at your seat when you came in. Thank you, Adam.
They told me, if you want to say a couple of words, that'd be fine. That'd be good. Say a couple of words. It's hard to come to a time like this and say the right words without it sounding like a eulogy or something like that. In 1995, my family went through a very difficult time. Some not so nice things were done by people that called themselves men of God and made it very difficult on our family. What they had decided, the things that they had said. And that fall, we went to Tennessee Temple. My dad became the vice president of alumni affairs at Tennessee Temple University. And I'm not going to tell the story about how he came and everything like that. Most of you probably already know that story. But coming out of a difficult time, a time in my life really where it felt like that God had abandoned. And I know now that God had not abandoned, but as a young man thinking that God had done me wrong, had done our family wrong, and to the point where I told my mom, as a Christian, grown up in this, I told my mom, I said, if that's what serving God's about, I'm done. I don't want it. And so in the year to come, as the Johnsons and Taylors and Reesers and Fullies began talking about starting a church, and they, Brother Johnson called my dad 20 years ago, first service in November of 1996, and for most of my life, my dad has been regarded as a great second man. He was a second man to Curtis Hudson. He was a second man at Highland Park. He was second men to two good men. But I'm thankful that that my dad has been able to be the first man, and he wouldn't say that that's true, but the first man of Volusia County Baptist Church. I'm thankful for the 20 years he's been here. I'm thankful for what God has done in this church. I'm thankful for what you've done in his life. I'm thankful for what you've done in my mom's life. I'm thankful that for over 50 years, they've been able to serve God in a full-time capacity. And the last part of their full-time ministry was their best. And I want to say thank you to you. I want to echo Aaron's... And I'm thankful God's not done with them.
Amen.
I'm looking forward now. I'm a little bit selfish in this. They're coming my way, and I get to be their pastor. As intimidating as that is, I'm looking forward to it. April is our music director at the church, and our chairman of the deacon said to me several months ago, he said, how do you feel about your dad coming? You gonna be his pastor? I said, not near as bad as having to be his music director. But Wednesday night, Thursday night, if you weren't able to be here, you missed a special time. And I wouldn't have traded Thursday night here at the home place for anything. So glad I was here. But after that, I began thinking about what scripture should we read. And as Joshua was coming to the end of his term with the Israelites, He posed to them something, and we find it in Joshua 24. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve you the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, I don't understand how it could be evil, but he says it. If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, He it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for He is our God. Lip service. And Joshua said unto the people, you cannot serve the Lord, for He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then He will turn and do hurt to you and consume you. After that He hath done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we... we'll serve the Lord. May that be true in each and every one of our lives. Alan, come pray for us.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, my prayer offering to you today is somewhat selfish. It's hard for me to look at this situation without seeing how it affects my parents, Lord. And all it does is drive me to my knees and say, thank you, Lord. I thank you for a number of things. I guess the first thing that comes to my mind, Lord, is I want to thank you for the way these people have taken care of mom and dad, Lord. When they first came down here, Lord, that was one of the first things that I was concerned about, Lord, is just what will the people do, especially, you know, after the things Adam just said, Lord. I was just very concerned. And, Lord, I have tried to express it many times to the people of this church over the last few years that my appreciation for the way they have taken care of them, looked after them. Lord, you have sent them a great people in this congregation to look after them, to take care of them, to be mindful of them, to be generous to them, Lord, to just follow. And Lord, I just thank you so much. What a blessing. Lord, I thank you for what you've done in my parents' life, Lord. I remember when Dad first came and I asked him, what can I pray for you on this? And he said, pray that God would bless my pulpit ministry. And Lord, I just sit back and he's one of my favorite preachers, Lord. He just has the wisdom, the knowledge. He knows how to communicate the word. And Lord, you did that. You were faithful to him. You have blessed his pulpit ministry. You've blessed this church. It's been a God thing. We sit back and we just go, wow. What a wonderful thing to watch it happen. Lord, I just thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, for the fact that in all of my years, I've seen more joy in their life over these past 20 years than any other place they've ministered. And that means a lot to me, as it does to all my family. So, Lord, I thank you for that. Thank you for the joy you've put in their hearts to serve in this place. And, Lord, you've just rewarded their efforts, Lord. I just sit and look at these, not just the facilities, Lord, but the lives that they have touched. I was just talking with Miss Mary back in the back and talking about how it's impacted her family these 20 years. But Lord, I just can't help but sit and think of all the hundreds and hundreds of lives that have been touched just from Volusia County Baptist Church in this little town of Orange City. And Lord, you've just done a great and marvelous work above and beyond that which we could ask or think. And I just thank you for that, Lord. I thank you that it's not over, Lord. They're still young at heart. And this next season, there's just no way, Lord, that I know that you would just let this be it. They've got too much to offer. They've got too much still to do. And, Lord, I just pray you continue to bless them. Just bless their efforts. Help them be fruitful. And, Lord, just bring a new purpose in their heart and a new challenge, a new endeavor that they are going to go after, Lord. So, Lord, I just pray that you continue to do that. And then, Lord, I guess my only request would be today, besides the thankfulness, would be, Lord, that you would continue to bless Volusia County Baptist Church. I pray that you be with Mark as he guides this church, Lord. Use him as a shepherd, as your shepherd of your people, Lord. I pray that you give him guidance and give him wisdom, Lord. And I pray this church would not miss a beat. Lord, you've done a great work in Dad and Mom, but Lord, it's not them. I mean, they're my parents. I love them. I thank the world of them. But Lord, it's been you, and you're not through, Lord. So I am expecting even greater and mightier things, Lord. Just go to another level. Lord, I pray that you'd give a double portion upon Mark in this church of what you've already done already. Lord, a double portion. Things that we cannot even imagine. Lord, this is not the end. This is like the beginning of a new level. So, Lord, I pray that you would just be with this church, Lord, and continue to do a great work here, Father. And, Lord, we just come before you thankful that you are sovereign, you are God, and you are in control. And we thank you so much for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Our ushers are going to be working overtime to try to seat everyone, and so if you will be so kind to just follow their suggestions, and ushers, if you'll be on your game here, that would be great. Thank you so much. This is going to be an emotionally confusing time. People often weep because they're sad. People often weep because they're glad and they're grateful. People weep because they're joyful. And we're going to have the full range of emotions here. And so don't be surprised, and I'm not going to apologize for it. It's going to be a marvelous time. And so buckle in, and it's going to be God's blessing upon us. Pastor Reynolds has always had a focus on the next generation. He's always had a focus on passing on the truth of God's holy word to boys and girls, teenagers, and young people and young married couples. And so we couldn't bring all of our young people over, so we brought a representation, and they have some things for Pastor here today. So I'm going to turn it over to our Sunday school and our junior church representatives.
We love you, Pastor.
Amen.
album is dedicated to Pastor John Reynolds with love and appreciation for his many years of service as a pastor and for his consistent good example. BCBC, Master Club, and Super Church.
Pastor, you are a sweetheart. You are always there to pick up the pieces and answer our whatchamacallit. Thank you for the amount of a difference you've made in our lives and for making us smarties. You deserve $100,000 every payday, but the money slipped through our butterfinger, and we weren't able to give you a shopping spree in New York. We thought about an orbit through the Milky Way, but that would just cost extra. So just take 5 and enjoy your card. We hope it doesn't make you chunky. If it does, we promise not the Snickers. You will always be in our hearts, now and later. Love, your nerds, airheads, and smarties.
Take that forward. Take that forward. Hold up. Hold up high. Hold up high. Hey, thank you, girl. Thank you, girls. God bless you. Hey. Well, this is going to be a trip down memory lane today, and what a joy it is to have Pastor Jean-Claude Morin here with us. He has handed off his pulpit to someone else this morning to be here with us, and this is like old home week, having him come and to lead the congregational singing. But Jean-Claude, God bless you, sir. Good to see you. Good to have you here.
God bless you, sir. God bless. I am home. When I say I'm home, I mean it. Thank God for a man like John Reynolds. Thank God when everyone else could have given up on you, he was there. In spite of difficulties, this man still stood by me. And understand. Now that is the heart of a true man of God. Amen. He didn't give up when someone is down. I am here this morning not only because of the grace of God and the sovereignty of our great God, but I'm here because the sovereignty and the grace of our great God has allowed a man named John Reynolds to take the opportunity and the awesome privilege that God has given him to take a young man from Haiti and help him develop to the man he is today. I'm going to miss you, man. I'm telling you. I enjoy leading music in this space for the 10 and a half years I was here. One song that blessed my heart, Mrs. Reynolds, thank you for the training. I don't know anything about music, but it picked me. It is well with my soul. Don't you love that song? Let's all stand. We're going to sing all 4 verses of this great song. And just help me out, okay? Here we go. Everyone sing it. Ready? Thank you. together now. Here we go. All right, let's have some fun with the song, okay? Let's have some fun with it. Now, what we're going to do, instead of the men sing their part and the women sing their part on the chorus, I'm going to introduce this group of people to sing the first side, "It Is Well," and then you do the response, okay? Just follow me on the second stanza. Here we go. Those things. Down on the third stanza, singing, "My
people said, and they shouted, amen. You may be seated. What we just experienced is something that's missing in so many churches, and that's a vibrant music ministry of praise unto the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what this church has enjoyed for 20 years. Very few churches, hardly any church that starts with a concert pianist. at the piano. And for 20 years, our church has enjoyed the benefits and all the trimmings that come with that. She has raised the bar and held it high musically. She has helped every singer to sing to their potential. She has raised and lowered keys all the time to try to make it more comfortable for the person singing. Brother Robert, when she plays, bounce the sound off the walls, okay? We give you Mrs. Becky Reynolds.
I'm taking her with me.
If I may take just a moment, what a wonderful blessing it is to be back with you all again today. The wife and I were here most of the first 10 years of the ministry, and what a blessed, blessed privilege that the Lord gave us just to be a part. Brother Reynolds and I have ministered together most of our lives. In fact, Brother John, We've been knowing each other and ministering off and on together for 65 years. 65 years. And I also want to say that I have never been accompanied by a greater pianist than Miss Becky. Thank you, Miss Becky. By the way, one of the very first visits that I remember Brother John and I making was to visit Brother John Claude. 20 years ago. All right, bless your heart. If you'll endure it, I'm going to try to sing Royal Descendant. I can tell you I'm nothing, and I will be telling the truth. I can say I'm a hopeless sinner, that's true. Oh, but that is just part of my story. I haven't told everything. I was lost, reborn and raised, child of the King, and I am a royal descendant of the King from Jerusalem. I am part of the bloodline of David, that's who I am, and I claim kinship to Isaac, to Jacob, to Abraham. I'm a royal descendant of the King from Jerusalem. Oh, how in this world can I stand and say such a
We are truly blessed to have leaders in our nation who will stand for the cause of Jesus Christ and stand for righteousness and stand for common sense and decency. And I'm thankful that one of those men, one of those leaders that I can unembarrassedly introduce to you today. It's wonderful to have the Honorable Daniel Webster with us here today, Congressman. And I'm so thankful for him making time in his busy schedule. You see, there are a lot of things he could be doing today. And this is not his district. No one here probably can vote for him because they have moved him about 200 miles away trying to push him out of Congress. He didn't tell me to say this, but you know, God is greater than our enemies. And things are looking good that God's going to allow him to continue on in the Congress. And you pray for him, and it is an honor. Brother Webster, Congressman, thank you so very much for coming and share with us what you have for Pastor today.
Thank you, and it's just great to be here to honor you and your church for 20 years and for John Reynolds, who is a friend and a man who's prayed for me, and I really appreciate him. The United States Constitution requires that the Congress, the House and Senate, maintain a journal of all of the happenings. This is a copy of one. Every day for over 220 years, we have had a journal printed about the happenings. And it is my privilege to enter things into this journal. And so I'm going to give you what I entered into the congressional record that'll be part of the journal forever or however long that we're a country in the archives of the United States government. So here's what I'd like to say. Mr. Speaker, it is with sincere appreciation that I recognize Pastor John Reynolds for his extraordinary leadership of Volusia Baptist Church and for more than 50 years of ministry. Now Dr. Reynolds is retiring on October 16, 2016, the 20th anniversary of Volusia Baptist Church. Dr. Reynolds was born in Spencer, West Virginia. Isn't that in Roane County? My mom was born in Roane County. So, and is a graduate of both Tennessee Temple College and Tennessee Baptist Theological Seminary. Dr. Reynolds has been married to Becky for over 50 years, and during that time, they have served the Lord together in full-time ministry. Throughout the last half century, Dr. Reynolds has held many positions, including pastor, associate pastor, youth minister, and minister of music. He's also served as the president of a Christian recording company and assistant editor of a Christian publication. In 1996, Dr. Reynolds founded Volusia County Baptist Church. And I would like to thank him for his 20 years of faithful ministry to our community and dedication to Christian leadership. Many lives have been impacted through his ministry and through the ministry of the church. It is my pleasure to recognize and congratulate Dr. Reynolds and Volusia Baptist Church on this momentous occasion and express my sincere wishes and congratulations to Dr. Reynolds and his family on his retirement. May God continue to bless Pastor Reynolds and the ministry of Volusia Baptist Church throughout future generations. May God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Amen.
I think I should say thank you, and I have been delighted to pastor your son and daughter-in-law and your grandchildren, though they don't know me and will not remember me, but anyway, they'll grow up to appreciate that. And when they grow up, be sure, Mom, Dad, be sure they read this. Be sure your kids read this. But I thank you. I thank you so much. It's so undeserved and over and above anything. But I'm very honored, and I thank you, Daniel. Thank you so much.
This is the home place, and I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God, and we sing all those songs. And so it's fitting that we have a couple of our families joined together to sing a song that is a theme of his ministry. A theme of Pastor Reynolds' ministry is by faith. And you listen, they're going to use all the instruments and all the voices and all that kind of thing. And I believe it'd be a blessing to our hearts. God bless you.
We'll hear from several people, obviously, as we go along during the day, but one of the very precious times about this day is the men that have made the trip to come and be with us, not only those we might hear from otherwise, of course, Congressman Webster, Brother Bob Leatherwood, Brother Jean-Claude being here. But there is a group that this church owes a great debt to, And every year, every spring, we kind of recognize that debt in our Founders Conference. And it's intentionally called the Founders Conference because every year there's another reconnection to the fact that this church was planted by other churches. And it was Dr. Reynolds, it was the men that surrounded him. And whenever he made this trip, he called some folks and he said, "I'm going. Come on and go with me, but maybe not physically, but prayerfully and financially." And there was a few of them that did not even waver. They didn't hesitate. And they're not just dear friends, but they are partners in the cause of Christ from several hundred miles away. And one of those I had the privilege of working with and of serving under for several years before I came here to the home place. He was willing to let me come back down here. Maybe he was eager, I'm not sure. But he is a dear friend to me and my family, but I know also to Pastor and to his family. And he has some things that he would like to say and offer to you today on this occasion. Dr. Randy Parker, pastor of Bethel Baptist Church in Greenfield, Indiana. Thank you, sir. Amen.
Well, this is a little different, isn't it? Got some mixed emotions going on, that type of thing. It's kind of like watching, Brother Dick Lucas said, watching your mother-in-law drive off a cliff in your new Lincoln. There's mixed emotions. Sometimes I think it's a good thing, and sometimes I think it's a terrible thing, and then sometimes I think it's none of your business. Amen. But as we had the opportunity to come and speak and say a couple of words, and that's all we'll try to do. The verse came to me in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 5. Part of that verse says, "Make full proof of thy ministry." Full proof of thy ministry. That word, to make full proof, means to fulfill every responsibility. And I think the men that we are celebrating today and his wife have obeyed that as much as anyone I know in the ministry. Fulfilled every responsibility. And his responsibilities have been very widely spread. The first time I ever introduced Dr. Reynolds to my church, I told them that he was an educator, that he had worked in associate pastors. He's a pastor. I went on and on and talked about all the the newspaper business and all that. And he finally got up and he said, "What he's trying to tell you is, I can't keep a job." Well, from place to place to place, he has fulfilled his ministry. And I'm so grateful to call him my friend, and I appreciate him so much. I just would mention these things. I think he's fulfilled his ministry to this church. You could not have had a better pastor than you've had these past 20 years. Amen. This church could have used other pastors, and he's had that opportunity to be other places, but he's been faithful to you here at this church, and what a joy and blessing that is. 20 years. Last week, there was a couple, and they may be in the auditorium this morning. I haven't got to see them, but there was a couple from this church in our church in Greenfield. They were there for a funeral. They had no idea I was the pastor. Someone invited them to come, give them a track about the church, and they came and visited our church. And I was announcing where I was going to be next week and why I wouldn't be in the pulpit. And they said, "Well, that's our church. That's our pastor." And the gentleman said, "You know, I've never met a pastor that loved his people more than John Reynolds." And that's fulfilling your ministry. That's fulfilling your ministry. He's fulfilled it to his family, his children, and his wife. Wonderful dad. These boys are a testimony to that. And Ms. Reynolds, I asked her how things she thought the future was going to be. She said, "Well, I think I'm going to have a whole lot more husband and a lot less money." So that may be the way it is. I'm not sure. But he's been an example in that. Do you realize that most men who fail in their ministry fail in the last quarter of it? Dr. Reynolds has stayed faithful to God, faithful to his wife, and faithful to his family. And they're living proof that the nut doesn't fall far from the tree. The nut. You got that, okay. He's been faithful to missionaries. I don't know of a man who's invested more in trying to reach people that he's never seen and will never see than John Reynolds. Missionaries all over the country call him their best friend, call him their greatest supporter. And he's traveled the world to be in their pulpits, to encourage them and help them. And only eternity will show what that has accomplished. And I thank God for that. He's been fulfilling his ministry to the brethren. I don't know any person that I know personally that is more connected to more preachers than John Reynolds. You go to a meeting. I've been to a lot of national meetings with him. It's like going to a meeting with Elvis. Everybody knows him. Amen. And he's an encouragement to everybody. You never get discouraged talking to John Reynolds. You always come out feeling better. You always come out feeling encouraged. And then he's been fulfilling his ministry to his his call from God. Over 60 years, he's the only preacher I know that started preaching 2 years before he was born. Okay? But he's been preaching all of his adult life and beyond that. And he's known for a lot of things. He's known for his knowledge of music and his knowledge of a lot of other things. But to me, he's the premier preacher. And that's what this church is built on. That's what his ministry's been built on, is preaching of the Word of God. I'm delighted to be here today and thank you and humbled by the invitation. And I'm looking forward to our fellowship and our friendship growing richer every day. And I'm glad and proud to call Dr. John Reynolds my friend. Amen.
Many of you have traveled quite a long distance to be here. You're not actively a member of our church. You used to be, perhaps, or perhaps you had a special invitation. Let me do this. How many of you are not regular attenders of Volusia County Baptist Church, but you have come specially on this day? Perhaps you received a letter, perhaps someone invited you, and or perhaps you're even out of state. If you've traveled in to be a guest here today, would you just honor us by standing right where you're at? Just for a moment, just stand up if you will. Just stand or remain standing. God bless your hearts. Amen. Stay standing. Let Pastor see you. Amen.
Oh, my soul. Good night there, the Cochran's and the Prescott's. Oh, my goodness. Ray and Stella are here somewhere. The ones we traveled to Israel with. Roger, good to see you. Mike and I. Good night. Look here, Bob and Yvonne. Look. So, wow. Jill, God bless your heart. Good night. Look here. Good to see you, folks. Good to see you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming. Yeah, Malcolm, you stand. Oh, thank you. You may be seated. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to ask the Johnsons, if they would, all the Johnsons that are here, would you stand, Malcolm and Mary, and who else? Did I see Mary Sarah there? Yeah, Mary Sarah's there. The Taylors are here, Randy and Kathy. Would you all stand right there in front of them? George and Lori Reeser. Megan's back here. George. Where's Lori? Lori, back here. Okay, right over here. George and Lori. And then Donna. Donna, I know her as Donna Fuldy, but her husband Bob passed away and went on home. And the Lord brought another wonderful Christian, godly gentleman into our life. And we're thankful. Those are the four families. There's Seth. Those are the four families. We all looked a little different then, but God's been good. And I want to say a personal thank you, as I said last night. I want to say a personal thank you for your confidence
in me to invite me to come and be a part of the beginning of this thing that God has wrought. Who would have believed it? Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
At the back tables, we have these periodicals, these magazines. This is the Godless America Crusade magazine. And inside is an article about Pastor Reynolds, about Volusia County Baptist Church. It says, John Reynolds resigns, a faithful servant with a fervent spirit. A wonderful article. We don't have enough for everyone here, but there's stacks at every table on the way out. If you'd like to pick up one of these and take it home in memento, that would be marvelous. We also have done something that would be a blessing, I believe, to many. And our first shipment has arrived on time, and we have them here. It's an album, a 20th anniversary album. It's a book of collection of pictures of the history of the church. And there's some pictures going up there on the screen. And you may have heard about certain people. There are names and little captions about what was going on all throughout the development of this church. These are available. They cost almost $20. We're going to help. The church is going to help that a little bit and to make it available to folks who would like to have their own copy for $15. We're trying to. We'd love to give it to you. Amen. We just love to give it to you. But we just obviously can't do all that. But we're going to help with the cost. And so $15. And we will have more if all of the books that we have back there, if all of them go after church. Don't worry. We'll have more shipments coming in. We just wanted to make sure and order the right amount. And so that is something I believe be a blessing to your heart. And so if you'd like to take one of those with you, that would be a blessing also. If you'd look in your bulletin for a moment, there's a flap there that tears off. And I'd like everyone to see that. This is not something new, something common, but the title is different. It says, Update Our Records. Now, we have a lot of folks that are here, and people's cell phones change a lot. Their email addresses and their mailing addresses change. If you would be so kind, please, please, everyone to do this. If you would fill this out very, very briefly, quickly, and give us that information, and so that we can make sure and let you know. You see, these three preachers that are on the platform are coming back this year. I've already invited and asked Pastor if he would come to Founders Conference. We have to have the founder here for Founders Conference. He has accepted that invitation in March, and as well as Dr. Wallace and Dr. Parker have also accepted the invitation graciously. And we want to make sure you're informed about these things and so that you can be aware of big things that are coming up, and we're looking forward to all of that. Please fill that out. And if you'll put that in the offering plate, that would be marvelous. We can gather that together. Some of you came with a card for Pastor. And the cards, you know, greeting card type of thing, if you brought something like that, that's a blessing. They're gonna really enjoy looking through that, he and Mrs. Reynolds. And we have a box back here in the back. As we're headed out to lunch in a little while, you can slip that in that gift box for Pastor, and he'll make sure and get that. And that would be a great, great help. Pastor Aaron, would you please come and would you share about the folks who would love to be here but haven't, but due to their responsibilities in ministry, they absolutely cannot. And then when he's done, make sure and bring the lights down, if you will.
Of course, it would be wonderful to have every single friend and influence of the pastor here with us today. But obviously Sunday is a working day for many of these men. Of course, having Dr. Parker, Dr. Wallace here is a special treat. But several wanted to be able to say something anyway. There's one among the many things that have been said about Pastor today. Dr. Parker talked about his friendship to pastors. And one thing, if you're around him much, even outside it necessarily the Sunday morning, and you don't even have to get around him much outside of the Sunday morning context, but you realize quickly the network that he has spread of pastors, young pastors, older pastors, and everywhere in between. His passion, his vision to see young men in ministry, to see old men encouraged in ministry, to see the ones struggling encouraged, to see them furthered, to see them helped. The Southwide Baptist Fellowship that has been revived under his leadership is a living testament to the fact that he sees the value of pastors and of independent Baptist churches coming together, working together, and partnering to encourage and help and be a part of one another's lives. It's been a very valuable thing for him and a passion in his life. I told him several years ago, some of you may not know that independent Baptist pastors can be kind of a tough lot to get along with. And that may be true for all of them everywhere, and it probably is, but those are the ones that we happen to be able to fellowship with most often so we can recognize it most easily. But I told him, I said, you have a gift for ministering to independent Baptist pastors. And he really does, and I said it, of course, somewhat jokingly, but he truly has a gift for ministering to pastors, for encouraging them, for doing everything he can to help them. And we could parade a long line of them across this pulpit who would testify to that very fact. And some of them aren't here anymore. Some of them are pastoring in their first church. Some of them in ministry for many years. There are a few of them that expressed their desire to say something this morning, but could not be here. And so, of course, that's not too difficult a thing to allow them to speak this morning. So we've arranged for that and prepared that for you this morning.
Hello, I'm Pastor Tim Cruz, pastor of the Shining Light Baptist Church in Monroe, North Carolina. And I just want to congratulate Pastor John Reynolds and his wife and all their faithful service there at the Volusia County Baptist Church. We love you and thank God for you and are so happy for how God has used you in a wonderful way there in that loving church family. God bless you in the days to come.
Hi, I'm Pastor Mike Norris from Franklin Road Baptist Church in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And I want to give a big congratulations to the brother and Mrs. Reynolds for 20 years of service at the Volusia County Baptist Church in beautiful Florida. Brother and Mrs. Reynolds, you all have been friends of mine for many, many years. Brother John especially, you've known me since I was young. And I'm thrilled for what God has done there, and I'm excited about the future. And I pray that God gives you many long, healthy years, and you enjoy your days ahead. God bless you and the people of the Volusia County Baptist Church.
This is Pastor Kevin Bartlett of the Maranatha Baptist Church in Charleston, West Virginia. I'm delighted to just extend my congratulations to Dr. and Mrs. Reynolds on this very special day. 20 years of outstanding faithful ministry there at the wonderful Volusia County Baptist Church. Praise the Lord for all that. Dr. Reynolds, you have been a mentor and a friend to me, and I celebrate with your church family this historic day. May God bless you, is my prayer.
I'm Evangelist Byron Fox, and I want to say a big congratulations to Dr. John Reynolds. In every generation, God has his people. And Dr. Reynolds, you've served your generation and more. You've touched my life and so many lives. And I want to say a big congratulations on 20 years at the home place, Volusia County Baptist Church. God bless.
It seems like I've known John and Becky Reynolds all my life. You know, some people have just been around and been prominent, been large in the Lord's work and what God is doing in the world. And John Reynolds is one of those men. I thank God for you, John. And as I think about what the Lord has used you to do at Volusia County Baptist Church, it's amazing. It is amazing. There's nobody in the world that plays the piano like Becky. And there's no one in the world that can be such a blessing to so many preachers. And you've worked at it. And I thank God for you. There are many people who in the Lord's work all across this country, different places around the world, who would think of you and think, there's a man God has used to be such an encouragement and such a blessing to me. I'm one of them. And I say congratulations, John Reynolds, on what God has used you to do to this point in time. And I believe the best is yet to come. And may the Lord continue to bless and use that church in the mightiest of ways. I love it when I have the opportunity to be there. And we've had a great time when I have. And I cherish your friendship. Thank you for being my friend. Congratulations with all my heart. Evelyn and I and all the members of the Temple Baptist Church and all the family of Crown College say God bless you and stay everlastingly at it.
Jesus himself said, a prophet hath no honor in his own country. When you hear these other pastors, these other preachers, other men of God in great works for God that are saying these things, and Pastor Aaron was correct, we could march a whole slew of them across this platform. But you see, that's not why he does what he does. One day he's going to hear the real compliment that he's looking for when Jesus himself says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. It's marvelous to have Dick and Ruthie Lucas here and from West Virginia. And if you've been around here at all, you know that West Virginia is almost heaven. Amen? Amen. They're going to sing for us. God bless you.
Ruthie and I attended a revival and soul winning conference up in North Carolina over 20 years ago. And immediately I noticed the gentleman who was leading the singing and the enthusiasm that he put forth. And mostly I noticed the lady sitting at the big Baldwin grand piano. And I, of course, as you know, I play the piano as well. Difference is I'm a piano player and she's a pianist. There is a difference. And little did I know that in the near future I'd become friends with first of all, with John, and we'd meet Becky, and he would flatter us very much by including us and inviting us into this ministry. And the first time he came to our home church to preach, he said, I remember him saying, I don't know why I'm going to preach on this subject tonight. I hadn't planned to, but I'm going to change my message tonight. And it's unusual for a pastor or a preacher to come into a church for one day and preach on marriage. But he did, and boy, am I glad he did. That message has impacted our life, and our marriage brought us closer to the Lord. And I can't thank you enough, Pastor, for that message there at Abundant Life Baptist Church that day. Amen. I'm glad he minds the Lord, and he does. And we're going to sing a song now that we've put together, and it's all about the blood of Jesus.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Sinner. Father, I'll go and I'll pay his sin debt on Calvary's slope, and I'll bear in my body the marks of the cross to save that soul who is sin sick and lost, and it's still the blood that saves from sin, and it's still the blood that cleanses within from the high star of heaven to the depths of the sea. It's still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. There are those who rely on all the work that they do, and some men count on the times they pray through. But when the battle's over and victory's been won, we'll go through the blood of the Father's only Son. And it's still the blood that saves from sin. And it's still the blood that cleanses within from the highest star of heaven to the depths of the sea. It's still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. And it's still the blood that saves from sin. And it's still the blood that cleanses within from the highest star of heaven to the depths of the sea. It's still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. Victory to me. Victory to me.
It's still the blood of Jesus. Amen. Wow, what a wonderful song. You know, this is the second time I heard this song. I almost jump up, Brother Lucas, and sing with you. But, you know, they won't like it. So let's all stand. We're going to sing all five verses of this wonderful hymn, Our Great Savior, Jesus, What a Friend for Sinners, page 17 in your hymnals. Page 17. Page 17. Page 17 in your hymnals. Our Great Savior. All right, everyone singing. Here we go.
Jesus God of friend, oh, Savior, Jesus God of friend, oh, Christ,
thank you.
wonderful song. Amen? Don't you love it? Jesus, what a help in sorrow while the billows of me roll. Let's sing the last three stanzas singing.
Jesus, what a help in sorrow.
Dr. Steele's helped me to come back here and lead music once in a while. Because I'm going to miss my friend, my pastor. I'm going to miss him. You know, I look back thinking of the joys that we shared when I led music here with him. You know, you probably don't know this. We used to wear the same size.
He's lost weight, I'll be true.
Here you go. We're going to continue singing. All right. Jesus, I do now receive him singing.
Jesus.
Drops, voices only. Let's sing. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Here we go.
I should keep this soon.
God bless you. You may be seated. Wonderful singing. We're honored to have these men of God here with us. And Dr. Richard Wallace has been a dear friend to this ministry for 20 years. And I'm so thankful that he came all the way from Texas to be with us, leave his church behind, and to minister to us here for a few moments. And thank you, Dr. Wallace, for being here. And he's going to share some thoughts and then extend the offering. So, ushers, whenever he calls you, you come on. God bless you.
Well, what an emotional time this is for all of you, I'm sure. A great time of the blessing to celebrate 20 years of the blessing of God. And what choice servants of the Lord you are, Volusia County Baptist Church, and we commend you for these 20 years of faithfulness in the founding and the continuation of the great ministry that's going on here. And also to congratulate your pastor on 20 years of ministry here, and then also to kind of, if you will, mourn and grieve that he is retiring and leaving from here. And I've been so very emotional, I've been calling him nearly every day and can hardly keep from crying on the phone thinking about this day and what I would say. I want you to take your Bible, if you would, and turn to Acts chapter number 28, if you would. I'm not going to preach, but I am going to give you a verse of Scripture that I think best describes not only Dr. John Reynolds, but what's happening here today. Acts 28 and verse number 15, and we read, "And from thence when the brethren heard of us, they came to meet us as far as Appii Forum and the three taverns, whom," and I want you to underline this if you would, because this describes John Reynolds, "whom when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage." When I see Dr. John Reynolds, I thank God and I take courage from him. I take a backward look, is what Paul is doing here when he saw the brethren, and say, thank God, that's a backward look. You can look backwards on these 20 years and all that's happened here at Volusia County Baptist Church, and then take courage that the mantle has been passed to a great man, Pastor Sears, and how excited I am for you folks to have such a faithful man who has served faithfully by the side of his pastor, loyally and faithfully to serve. And so you can thank God, and as Conrad Westbrook said, it's the closing of one chapter here at Volusia County Baptist Church and the opening of another chapter, and the book doesn't end until Jesus comes. And we rejoice in that wonderful thought. But also, I want to say this about Dr. John Reynolds. I thank God for him, and I take courage from him. Not just these 20 years, but many years he has been my dear friend. You know, someone has said that a friend is someone who knows all about you and loves you anyway. And that's Pastor John Reynolds for me. What a friend he's been to me and to our church for many years. And when he called me 20 years ago and said, "Richard, I'm starting a church," and having planted our church 39 years ago, just first Sunday in November, we'll celebrate 39 years. I know what it is to plant a church, to start from scratch. We had 11 folks and a 12-buck offering the first Sunday, and if I'd have put more in, we'd have gotten more out. And I know what it is. And our church stood with Pastor Reynolds and Becky and the family, and what a great honor it was to be able to be a help to this great church and invest in it. And our folks are excited to know that we had a hand in that. And I'm grateful for what God has done through this church and through Dr. Reynolds and the blessing that he is to me. He has strengthened my hands in God as the prince did to a shepherd boy, Jonathan to David. He has strengthened my hands as he strengthened many of your hands, families, I'm sure. Some of you, he's helped with the funerals of your loved ones. He's probably done some weddings for some of your children. He's wept with you at hospital beds. And he's prayed with you over different needs, I'm sure, too precious and dear and personal to make mention of. But your pastor's been there for you. Dr. Reynolds, I thank God for you and take courage from you. I want you to know that. When he said, I want you to come and say a few words at the 20th anniversary and the retirement, I thought, I want to write a poem. Now, I'm no poet. In fact, my thing about poetry is every time I smell a rose, I am so glad I have a nose. And that's that's me in poetry. But I've been working on this thing for literally months, been thinking about it in weeks. And I've written this out of a great heart of love for you, Dr. John. And I've entitled it The Stature of a Man. What causes us to look up to a man? Is it only how tall he is able to stand? Do we just measure stature in inches and feet? Is it just height that keeps him from defeat? That brings me to Dr. John Reynolds, the really tall one, who has lived his life making much of God's own son. Last I measured myself, I'm 6'3", yet in every way, he's so much taller than me. He rose in stature very early in life by giving his life to Jesus and marrying such a godly wife. What a team they've been in sermon and song. Wherever they've been, tears have flowed when they have said so long. I look up to him in so many ways. His advice and friendship has brought me through dark days. His height, 'tis true, is not over 6 feet. Yet even a stab from a sword never brought him defeat. King Saul was head and shoulders above the rest, but that didn't cause him to pass the test. Dr. John, although shorter than Saul by way more than an inch, his life was never marred by rebellion. That's a cinch. I look up to him as a father and grandfather as well. All of his kids and grandkids have only good things to tell. What a testimony he has when he's at home, always the same, at church, at the house, or all alone. You see, it's really what's inside Dr. John that's brought success, his passion, his godliness, and faithfulness. Don't make the same mistake Samuel made about Jesse's son. It's the heart of Dr. John that's gotten the job done. I look up to him as such a godly pastor. Don't think that after today he's being put out to pasture. Although he's celebrating 20 years and then retiring, he'll never give up and just anticipate dying. So I ask this question, how tall is this man? Who has always said through Christ, I can, taller than King Saul and far taller than me, he's lived his life like Christ to be. So when we stand side by side in the life to come, when all of our life's work is done, when we have both come to our appointed day to die, I'll have to stand on a chair just to look him in the eye. God bless you, Dr. John. I love you. Well, I noticed by my name is Offering. Pastor Sears told me that you're going to be in charge of saying a word about that. 20 years is a long time. Faithfully serving the Lord here as your pastor. And I know you've had opportunities to express love to him through gifts and notes and cards, but you have no greater time than right now to express your love to him in a special way. And that's to give a special offering. I understand that there's been letters that have been sent out, envelopes. There are envelopes there, I think, by you. I know many of you have probably put offerings in a card and notes. But I hope you'll give a very, very special and generous offering to your pastor on this day. I understand, unless otherwise designated to missions or otherwise designated, it'll go to that, of course, but everything else is going to go to your pastor and his wife, and an opportunity for you, as you have for all these years, to again express your love to him. The ushers are going to come at this time. As they're coming, I'm going to lead us in a word of prayer. And let's stand together for this prayer, shall we? Well, our Heavenly Father, just a few words of being able to express love to Dr. Reynolds is hardly adequate. And yet, Lord, we know how much you love him, far more than all of us collectively put together. Lord, I pray you bless these dear people. Lord, I pray that you'll bless as they give sacrificially. Lord, I pray that you'll bless them as they, with a heart of love, express their love through a monetary gift to their pastor. And Lord, I pray that you'll continue to meet the need of this place, and especially in this service. For I know Dr. John would desire more than anything for people to be saved here on this 20th anniversary. And I pray for anyone who's without the Savior that this will be the day they'll turn to you. Bless the gift and the giver alike, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
roof is already off and the peace flies. Every time I stand to preach, no matter where I am, it strikes me that maybe I should wear softer-soled shoes because I know that I always stand on the shoulders of my Father. This family knows the same thing He has reminded us by His words and by His testimony, by the exemplary testimony of the Holy Spirit, who does not speak of Himself. He speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this man has taught us again and again and again. Make much of Christ. Make much of Jesus. And we are privileged this morning as a family to get to echo our sentiments along with him. And I'd like to invite my family to come to the pulpit, please. And we're going to sing a little bit for you. Brother Paul just, he sang well. We're just going to sing for you. But I trust that you'll understand this as our heart together in echo of his life's testimony to us and to you, that truly the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows.
If a man loses his family, he loses his credibility in the ministry. I didn't say he loses his ministry, but he loses credibility in the ministry. Behind me stands a couple that has served the Lord Jesus Christ from their heart, not just for your eyes, but from their hearts. Amen. And so today, it is so fitting to have the family up here, because you know there's no perfect family. But we serve a perfect Savior, and He brings joy. And what an example this family has been to all of us. And serving as missionary, serving as preachers, pastors, all of this. And so here today, we'd like to present something to take just an expression of our love and appreciation. First, ladies first, Mrs. Reynolds, what a blessing it has been this past year to work hand in hand with you in the choir practices and music and all of that. There are 20 roses there in that vase. Now the roses are going to they're going to pass along, but we have a small little piano. There's a label on that piano that says "Thank you for 20 years of blessed music ministry." It plays the tune that her father enjoyed to hear her play and asked her very often to play that song, "Oh, Danny Boy." And so I know that this is just a trinket, just a small thing. But what a blessing it is to be able to have this kind of heritage in our church. Mrs. Reynolds, thank you so very much for honoring us with your ministry and your love. And we love you. And God bless you. If you would, remain standing, please. Remain standing, if you would. Last night, I had the dubious task of trying to figure out how I was going to occupy Pastor Reynolds' study, his office. I was looking around, and he said, "Do you want this picture?" It was a picture of an eagle. Last week he asked me, he said, "No, I'm not going to take it." At the bottom of it is Isaiah 40:31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, mount up with wings as eagles, run and not be weary, walk and not faint." I said, "Preacher, you better make sure about your family and make sure that they wouldn't want this. This is a beautiful, beautiful picture." And he said, "No," he said, "I've already asked and things. If you want it, you can have it." I said, "I'd be honored." It was the first picture I hung last night. When you go in the office, that's the first thing you're going to see. As I was looking around in some of the areas where he still had a few things, over in the corner, I found something. I'd been praying and saying, "Lord, what can I share? What can I say to a man of God, to a mentor, to my pastor, to the man who baptized me, to the man who is my uncle? What can I say?" And I was seeking God and didn't have a word. And I looked over there in the corner on the floor and I saw something. I saw a pair of tattered shoes. These are not the shoes that he wears when he preaches on Sunday morning. These are the shoes that he would wear when he would come knock on your door and invite you to come to church. These are the shoes, these are his work shoes that he would hand out Bibles in Orange City and invite people to come to Volusia County Baptist Church. These are the kind of shoes that God used to help build this church. That man. And then God said, "Here's your word." Romans chapter 10. Familiar verse, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Pastor, I'm going to ask a favor. May I please have these shoes?
What do you want to do with them?
I want to keep them.
I don't want them.
Okay. This will be a memory for me. And I'll keep them in my office. And in return, we give and bestow upon him something as a memory to him. Pastor Aaron, would you come please present this? This is a one of a kind. No one has anything anywhere like this. This says, Volusia County Baptist Church, the home place. 20 years of ministry, 1996 to 2016. Dr. John and Becky Reynolds. And over top of the Bible, the Bible's inserted inside. It's open to Isaiah 53. And over top are two words that we heard a lot from this pulpit. The first word is balance. The second word is consistency. Balance and consistency. If you knew Pastor Reynolds for any length of time, you'd probably hear that coming from him. And then probably one of his favorite verses, 1 Corinthians 15:58. Pastor, we hope that this will be a joyful memory as you look at the picture of the church, as you're reminded of your ministry, and I hope that this will be a joy in your heart, and maybe even a tear in your eye occasionally, of the blessings that God has bestowed through you into our hearts. We love you, Pastor. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I don't know what else to say except thank you. I appreciate it. I will look at it. I will remember it. And I'll listen to Danny Boy on the piano, even when she's not playing. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you so much. Amen. Well, let's do this. Let's change it up a little bit. Voices of Victory, would you please come? Pastor started a group in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. He named it Teen Tones. This was a group of young people that he poured his life into, both musically, spiritually, and in every way. He ministered into their lives. And many of those young people are serving the Lord Jesus Christ in full-time capacities and with godly families because of his impact on their lives. And when he came here a number of years ago, he decided that this is something that he'd like to see us do here at this church. And he started Voices of Victory. And they have toured all across the country, made recordings, and been a blessing. This group that you have here before you includes those from past years. And before they sing, I believe that there's a presentation. And so I'm going to get out of the way with a dare.
Good morning, Pastor. We want to thank you, all of Voice of Victory. We love you. We want to thank you with a booklet of all the years that we've spent together on all the trips that you've allowed us to go on and serve the Lord in. We thank you so much for it. We love you. And we want you to now sit back and relax. And another thing we have for you down here that you will like, I know that.
Thank you.
Appreciate you putting up with me. Thank you. Sing for God. Live for God. Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. If we don't see each other again, we'll see each other around the throne. Those will be good days for all eternity.
Thank you.
The choir come down and let's sing "How Great Thou Art." The words are in your hymn, excuse me, in your hymn book, but also the words are in your bulletin. Let's stand together, would you please? On the chorus now. Then sings my soul. Sing it now.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
She's going to play one time through, turn around and shake hands with someone, and then we'll sing the chorus again. God bless you. Seated. Let me remind everyone that we will be eating in just a little while. The food has arrived just a little bit ago. They're preparing it and getting it all ready for you, so you have no place to go to get in line. And so enjoy the next blessings as we wrap up this morning. It's marvelous to have April Anderson. God bless you. Jessica Reynolds. They're going to come and sing before Pastor comes to the pulpit. God bless you.
Well, Becky, if we make it through this day, we'll make it through about anything, I think. Yeah. Okay. I feel like the love of my life ought to stand here beside me. But I'll let you be seated by your eldest son. And so, we come to the end of this chapter in the journey of faith by the will of God. Now we turn the page and see what God has planned for us on the next leg of the journey. And what God has planned for you and for this church. This will be a little different for me than anything I've ever done before, but I guess I'm only going to do this one time, so it's okay for it to be a little different. I'm going to say some things that are just expressions of my heart to you at this time. So bear with me. Over these 20 years, I've tried to open this book to you with simplicity and clarity. If I have given you my opinions, I have tried to identify them as my opinions. I have not asked you to believe things because I believe them. I've asked you to believe things because they're what God has said. I've tried to faithfully present Jesus Christ in all situations as the only way to heaven. Amen. If you have brought friends or family to this church, I've tried to be sure that they heard about Jesus and had an opportunity to receive Him as their Savior. If they came to a wedding or a funeral or even an event like a concert, I've tried to be sure they heard about Jesus. I've tried to challenge you to live for God in His will, according to this book. I've tried to have in here, to this pulpit, the best preaching and the best music possible, consistent with who we are. I've tried to maintain, I had no idea about this, but I've tried to maintain balance and consistency in all parts of this ministry. I've tried by example and exhortation to encourage your witness and your soul winning. I've tried to teach you to think of others, but always think of Jesus first. And now, I read a verse from 2 Timothy chapter 3,
verse 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of. Now the Apostle Paul could say, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, I am not so confident to say that. On my phone, I have become very dependent for some lady named Siri to tell me what turn to take. And she says, take left at the light. And I turn left at the light. And she says, continue for 56 miles on Highway 154. Now, understand what she means by that. To continue means to stay the course with continual progress. You got that? Stay the course with continual progress. Today I leave you as a pastor. I leave you. And I'm talking about the church. I leave you with a good reputation in this community. I leave you with a strong arsenal of ministries. I leave you with a usable campus and no debt. I leave you with an effective mission outreach around this world, supporting 100 missionaries. I leave you with a pastoral staff in place with a thorough knowledge of this ministry among them. I leave you with a challenge immediately in front of you, that of journey through Christmas. This afternoon, you will begin getting things out of storage. Next Sunday is Journey Job Fair. You do not have time to think about John Reynolds and the past 20 years. You have a job immediately in front of you. You have a task that demands your attention to continue. Stay the course with continual progress. I've talked about stay the course. I'm going to say a few words about progress. Progress necessitates change. Anything living changes. If you don't want change, just die. There will certainly be changes here at Volusia County Baptist Church. There will be changes in appearance and the way the place looks when you drive on the property and drive down Orange Avenue or Graves Avenue. There will be some changes take place. That's good. That's good. Oh, it just doesn't look the same way it used to. Praise God. I praise God it doesn't look the same way it looked when we moved on here. There will be organizational changes. That's good. That's good. There are some things organizationally that the Lord has led me in that He has made me comfortable with. But not everybody God has made comfortable with what He makes me comfortable with. Sort of like a fellow said, he's talking to a friend of his, and he said, man, he said, I'm glad every man in the world doesn't see like I see. If every man in the world saw like I saw, every man in the world want my wife. The fellow didn't say it, but he thought to himself, well, if everybody in the world saw the way I would, nobody'd want her. We see differently. We're unique. We're different. Pastor Sears will do things differently. Of course he will. He's a different individual. God has led him and made him comfortable with doing things in a certain way. It's all right. It's perfectly all right. If he wants to get a new pulpit, get him a new pulpit. Okay? If he wants to do that. If he wants to get a new table down front, get a new table down front. If he wants to get rid of the table down front, get rid of the table down front. Crying out loud. Who cares? Preaching styles will change. But the book stays the same. Programs may change, but the power of the Holy Spirit remains the same. Methods may change, but salvation by grace through faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ remains the same. So now, I say to you what Paul said to the good men from Ephesus. As they said goodbye at Miletus for the last time in Acts 20, verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. I have delivered my soul to you and tried to use the foundation of this ministry as a tool under God to help others across this nation. And in other countries as well. Your ministry, Volusia County Baptist Church, has cut a wide swath. Continue thou. I commend you to God. And now, for my final time as your pastor, I tell you, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. God created Adam and Eve in His own image. No human beings have ever been on this earth, ever had a better environment or a better education. But they failed. They disobeyed God. They sinned. And when Adam sinned, he brought sin into this world, an end to the human race. And where we are in this world, and where we are in this nation, is because of sin. Sin has contaminated every person that's ever been born. All are born separated from God until there was a supernatural one who came to this earth, God veiled in human flesh, born of God. He was not born separated from God. He was born separated from sin. Here, in Him, the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, is God's love manifest to the world in His majestic plan to bring us back to Himself, to forgive our sins, and to end the separation from Himself. Jesus came, miraculously conceived, gloriously born without sin. He lived in obscurity for 30 years, and publicly for 3.5 years. And in neither situation did He ever sin. He performed acts only God could do, and loved those only God could, and proved He was God, worthy to pay for our sins. He was falsely accused by those He loved, and abused by those He created. He yielded Himself to the suffering and death of a Roman cross. He was separated from the Father and suffered our hell until it was sufficient to pay the full price for our sins. And then He said, "It's finished. It's done. Salvation is accomplished. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." He gave Him to suffer and die, and He did. But He didn't stay dead. 3 days later, right according to plan and right on schedule, He raised Himself from the dead. He died to pay for our sins. He arose with power to forgive our sins. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, would not go to hell, but have everlasting life. That's the truth of this book. If you're here today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I say this to you, not as an opinion, and not representing this church, and not representing myself, but as God's representative. I say to you, God loves you. Jesus came into this world and died on the cross for you. No preacher, priest, or rabbi paid the price for your sin. No church or denomination or religious organization paid the price for your sin. Heaven doesn't belong to Judaism. Heaven doesn't belong to Catholicism. Heaven doesn't belong to Protestantism or Baptists. Heaven belongs to God. If you're going to go, you're going to go God's way.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with that. If you're here today without Jesus as your Savior, and you continue rejection of Him, and you stand before Him in judgment, and you are condemned to hell, I do not want you to be able to say, no one ever told me. I want you to hear that God loves you.
Amen.
So much He gave His Son to die on the cross in your place and pay for your sins so that you could have everlasting life and a home in heaven with Him forever. I can't make you believe that. I can't make you accept that. You can leave here and say, well, I was baptized. I joined the church. But if you leave here and say that, you say that in spite of what the Word of God has said. Who would be so presumptuous? After God loved you so much that Jesus suffered for your sin, He took your hell. Who would be so presumptuous as to look back at Him and say, I don't need you. I don't love you. I think I'll just join a church. And if that's not good enough for you, then just so be it. Well, it'll be so. When Jesus Christ was on the cross, your sin, your lies, if this Bible represents Jesus, your sin was put on Jesus. Your immoral thoughts and impure words were put on Jesus. Your anger, your wrath, your jealousy, your malice, your sins of omission and your sins of commission were put on Jesus. Every evil thought, every greed, all your sins were placed on Jesus Christ. And while your sins were on Jesus, He suffered for those sins as if He were guilty of our sins. And He suffered until He paid for our sins and He carried them away. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now this is what I ask you to do. I ask you to put your faith where God put your sins. If you have faith on your church membership, take it off your church membership. Put it on Jesus. If you have your faith on your baptism, take it off your baptism and put it on Jesus. If you have faith on your heritage, your granddaddy was a preacher and your grandmama was a praying woman, take it off that. Put it on Jesus. Wherever your faith may be, get all your faith together and put it on Jesus until you have no faith anywhere else. It's all on Jesus.
Amen.
And whenever that happens, you are brought back to God to the extent that you become His child. That means His home is your home. And that's really the home place. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. Now, if I did what I might think about doing, I would walk by every row in this auditorium today. And I would look you in the eye from the edge and I would say, do you know that you've trusted Christ as your Savior? But I don't feel the Lord would have me do that. I'm going to ask you from this place right here, have you trusted Jesus Christ and Him only as your Savior? If you have, would you raise your hand? Leave them up just a moment. Now, if you've got your hand up, I'm going to ask you a question. Are you living for God? Are you surrendered to Him? Are you fulfilling His will with your life? You may put them down. Are you here today and you'd say, preacher, I couldn't raise my hand right then. I'm not really sure that I've trusted Christ as my Savior. But today, right now, I will do that. Will you do that? I'm not going to ask you to tell me. I'm going to ask you to tell God. Would you tell Him, dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I don't deserve to go to heaven. But I want to go when I die. I believe Jesus died on the cross for me. And right now, I trust Him as my Savior. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. I would like to know. I don't have to know. It's between you and God, but I would like to know. Are you here this morning? You said, preacher, I did that right now. I accepted Jesus as my Savior right now. Would you raise your hand? Anyone across this auditorium? I did that. I did that. I did that. I trust that every person here had already done that. And of course, raising your hand doesn't make any difference, except it says it to me. And if you really don't want to say that to me, that's fine. I don't mind that at all.
Father, I thank you for the gospel. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your care. That you cared enough for me. That you love me. I thank you for that. I thank you for the time I trusted Jesus as my Savior. I thank you for these years as the pastor of these dear people here at this wonderful place. And Lord, I commend them to you. Look up at me, if you will. Becky, God be with you. Sing it with me if you know it. God be with you till we meet again. By His counsel, guide, uphold you. With His sheep securely fold you. God be with you till we meet again. Weeks ago, these young people asked me if we'd have a word of prayer, if they could get back home to dedicate this young'un to the Lord Jesus Christ. Dave, won't you and Mary come on down here? Ordinarily, I hold the little ones, but you're too big for me to hold. I'm an old man. I can't hold you that long. You doing all right?
Yes, sir.
This young man's in the service. Of course, as an army brat, they're going to drag him around all over everywhere. I thank God for these folks. Father, I pray for this little one right now. He doesn't know what in the world's going on. He doesn't understand what's taking place. He doesn't have to. The adults here know what's taking place. And Father, we give him. They give him to you. His daddy serves in the service of this country. Lord, certainly they could give him in service to you. I thank you for them. I thank you for these grandparents here today. May they be conscious of everything that's said and done in front of his young eyes and his young ears. That the things he sees and the things he hears will contribute toward a life that is lived for you. So, Lord, we dedicate him to you, but I pray for the parents that their dedication will be lived in front of him. And for the grandparents that their dedication will be lived in front of him. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you, Mary.
Thank you.
David, God bless you. Nicole, God bless your heart. God bless you, man. Well, it's come that time. I'm going to turn in the keys.
Pastor, I need you to do something for me, please. I need you to pray for me.
Is Timothy in here?
He was in the junior church. I don't know if he's in here or not.
Aaron, is Aaron in here? Whether they are or not. It's okay. Father, with all the emotions, with all the sadness, with all the difficulty of getting through this, I do not question your will. I'm so glad, Lord, as I've written to this people today, I'm so glad this is not easy. Now, Father, I ask your blessing upon the new pastor of this church. I thank you for his life, for his witness, and for his service. Now, Lord, pastoring is not a new experience for him, but it's a new experience here. I pray you'll give him power in his preaching. I pray you'll give him wisdom in his decisions. I pray you'll give him effectiveness in his work. And I pray for your guidance in every step of his life and give him the wisdom to follow that. I thank you for his parents being here today. I thank you for all his grandparents in glory. And now, Lord, again, I commend him to you. I pray, Father, the future for him and for this church will be an extraordinary, continuing miracle for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Is this over? Finally, you've been very patient. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord make his face
to shine upon you and give you peace. I don't say this much. I've never felt it necessary. I wanted you to know it. But I'm going to say it now. I love you. Becky, would you come wherever you are? Come stand with me. If you haven't seen this, oh, why don't you even lift it? This is absolutely magnificent. How'd you get that Bible in there? It was molded in there, wasn't it? Wow. You know that right under that pulpit, there's one in the cement. I don't know what it's doing in the cement. It's no good in there, but it is a reminder. Somebody going to pray over the food?
Yes, sir. When we pray, I'm going to ask for all of Pastor and family, all of our special guests, our pastors, Congressman Webster and his family, special guests that came, Brother Leatherwood, all there's a spot for you all, and we want them to go ahead. We know that they're going to want to fellowship with you, so we're going to give them a head start on their eating, so that by the time they're done, they can fellowship with you for a little bit. But we're going to dismiss them, and this is not what he wants to do. He does not want to do this, but I'm his pastor now. I'm going to pray, and then we'll just remain where we're at. And tell you what, be seated, and we'll pray, ask for blessing, and then we'll let our guests go. Heavenly Father, thank you for what our hearts have felt. Thank you for the blessing that you have bestowed upon us. Now, Lord, we ask that you would bless this sustenance. Lord, what a wonderful time of fellowship we're looking forward to. One day, it'll be a long marriage supper of the Lamb. We'll have a great time. But Lord, help us to fellowship one with another. Thank you that we have plenty to eat. I pray now that you would bless the good of our bodies. Bring us back together again. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastors, if you would go. Everyone else, if you'd be, Congressman Webster and your family, if y'all would go, please. Just go ahead. Everyone else, just remain seated for a moment. Just remain seated if you will. If we have folks in wheelchairs, if you would go, please. We have a place for all of our handicapped folks in wheelchairs. We'll give you just a moment. We definitely want folks that are handicapped to be able to get back there safely. Thank you for your patience. Just a few more moments. Thank you. You're so kind. Just a few more moments. Thank you. All the Reynolds family and all the singers and preachers should be gone. All right, folks, God bless you. We have food outside and food inside, whichever you want to go, outside or inside. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Preston. God bless you, Terry.
God bless you.
For everybody.
Tough day for everybody.
Yeah.